This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I love the passion of our listeners. You care about this country. You care about the great states we serve. With 550 K-Fire, the voice of the Northern Plains. Five states, two Canadian provinces. AM 1100, the flag. Patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley. Biggest radio signal in western Minnesota. Right there. In western Minnesota, don't forget, that's red. That blue stuff comes from the Twin Cities. A little bit of Duluth, a little blue patch up there, but for the most part, that's the Twin Cities Metro. There isn't a hint of blue in northwest North Dakota. That's KTGO country. Booming to the Bakken. And that American energy renaissance. Dickinson 2 at 1460 on your radio dial. God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening to What's on Your Mind. Another hour. Bottom of the hour, we will have an update on the powwow plan protest and some of the security concerns there from officials in Minot, including in Bismarck, including Scott Davis, who's the executive director of North Dakota Indian Affairs. Another protest yesterday that was brought up to an attorney's office. There's a new one. Another one will happen today in 1806. I have a press release proving my point all along. These are made for TV protests. One of the reasons we're not giving them as much attention as we let the lawlessness settle down here and law and order restore. So we'll update you on that a little later on in the program. Spent a lot of time last hour talking about Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton, and I don't know if there's anybody better equipped to talk about that than a great political mind, an author, a commentator, someone that worked for the Clintons and knows them well, has a great new book out called Armageddon, The Case Against Hillary Clinton, The Way You Beat Donald Trump, the one and only Dick Morris back with us on What's on Your Mind. How are you, Dick?
To be here. Good to be here. The actual subtitle is How Trump Can Beat Clinton or Hillary. Armageddon, How Trump Can Beat Hillary. And it lays out really the whole strategy that Trump needs to follow at his level and that we each need to implement at our level in our conversations with friends and people who we know. Because this campaign really is going to be waged in hand-to-hand combat. Because there are so many Democrats that don't like Hillary and so many Republicans that don't like Trump. And the parties are kind of redefining themselves around this race. And you really need the information and the ammunition in Armageddon to really win those arguments.
We had a call last hour, rather spirited conversation from a fella who just said, I can't vote for either. I said, well, that's a vote for Hillary, is it?
I think that it is. And I think that the point is in saying you can't vote for either of them. You need to understand that the difference is that Hillary is throwing at Trump things that he's not, he lacks decorum. He doesn't act like a president. He's not presidential. He doesn't have the temperament and the dignity to act as president. Those are fairly minor charges. It's not going to screw up the country if we have a president that's kind of blunt and outspoken like Harry Truman was. But what is going to screw up the country is to turn over the government to a fundamentally corrupt operation, a fundamentally RICO, a racketeering organization. And more and more is coming out of the explicit nature of the pay-for-play operation of the Clinton organization, one that I write about in Armageddon concerns UBS, the United Bank of Switzerland. UBS had 52,000 secret bank accounts for American citizens with $20 billion on deposit. The IRS demanded to know the names. Switzerland refused. They sued. A judge ruled in favor of the IRS. Switzerland refused to comply. The Treasury Department said, if you don't comply, we're going to cut you off and not permit you to operate in the United States. Hillary then met with UBS and prior to the meeting got $600,000 into the Clinton Foundation, a $1.5 million cash payment to Bill for speaking that went right into their joint account, a $250,000 to her for giving a speech. And in return, Hillary then met with them and said, you have to give us the names of 4,700 people, but you can keep 47,000 people without disclosing them. That kind of thing is just, I mean, if you want the U.S. government to just be looted, then let Hillary be elected.
I thought the very simple revelation that one half of her meetings as Secretary of State, the individuals that she met with had also made a donation to the foundation tells you everything you need to know. Does pay to play, if you will, in an election? Does that harm Hillary? Is there anything that could come out about Hillary that will harm her electoral chances here, her poll numbers, anything? It seems to me to be a little frustrating because it's blatantly obvious the woman is, in fact, crooked, but it doesn't seem to affect her poll numbers. Why?
Well, I think that Trump has got to be more effective, as he's been in the last week or two, at really making the case that he represents an alternative to the globalist politics of Hillary, that essentially he is the force that wants to turn our policies away from being globalist and in toward being for America. And I think that Trump, look, the case against Trump is because of the things he said. The case against Hillary is because of the things she's done. And Trump can act better. He can stop making mistakes. And he really has. Over the last 2 weeks, he hasn't made any. And he's presented a dignified and coherent alternative. And I think the more he does that, the more these negatives on Hillary are going to shake her and force those poll numbers down.
Is Team Clinton concerned? I noticed last week they sort of went nuclear on this racial stuff and bigotry, and she kind of calmed down. She didn't do that shrill thing. Do you see signs that Team Clinton is worried about this race?
Oh, of course they're worried about it. They're obviously incredibly focused on it, and they're very vulnerable with the black community because the issue is not whether Trump will get 7% of the black vote or 17% of the black vote. The issue is, will 13% of the vote be black or the normal 11% be black? Before Obama came along, it was 11%. With Obama in these two races, it was 13. And there's been no change in the ratio of African-American population. So the real... And that is a huge component of Hillary's ability to beat Trump. Romney lost by 4 points. Two of those points were increased black turnout. Two of those points were decreased white turnout. And those are the two key fronts that Trump needs to fight on. Decreasing black turnout by making the point, first of all, that Hillary is not black and that she doesn't, and that the Democratic Party panders. But then also get those 10 million white voters that did not vote in the last election to come out to vote and vote for him. And I think that Trump is making the case that our trade deals, our international relations are all geared to the global economy, not to the needs of the American people. Very much the same kind of theme that animated Sanders and the Brexit vote in the UK.
How do you see this race playing out? Do you see him getting closer and closer to her in the polls, where it's close by election day? Does one break away? What do we need to watch for here?
I think that Trump needs to overcome a threshold, and the threshold shouldn't be hard. It's to prove to people that he is presidential, that he's an acceptable alternative, and that he could be a president. You can see him as a president, and you can look forward to that. It's not a hard threshold. He just has to not be crazy. He has to be appropriate temperament. Once that happens, the only rationale for voting for Hillary collapses. And at that point, all of the Clinton negatives come home and create dramatic drains on her candidacy. So I think that once Trump rises to a certain level, he'll be able to knock Hillary down, and the race might not even be close.
So he doesn't need a wow moment at the debate. He just needs to kind of continue to how he's done the last couple of weeks here and prove that he's in the minds of these voters that are in the mushy middle presidential.
Yes, exactly. Because Hillary's whole campaign is based on a sort of primal, stylistic level of fear. Oh, no, you can't possibly vote for that guy. Oh, no, come on, he's beyond the pale. You're not considering voting for him, are you? In fact, some of the online polling organizations say that the reason the online polls show Trump stronger than the telephone polls do is that people are ashamed to tell a live human being that they're going to vote for Trump.
Isn't that amazing? We'll take a quick break, take some calls for Dick Morris on the other side of the break on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0551. What's on your mind? Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morka of Castleton. We are excited to offer scholarships for full paid registrations for up to 26 North Dakota soybean producers to attend the world's top agricultural bioscience international conference, making its first USA appearance in Fargo, North Dakota, September 18th through the 21st. Themed Better Food, Better World, ABIC 2016 will focus on how public and private research collaborates by using science to solve issues related to the increasing demand for food. Attendees will hear from university researchers, private sector scientists, independent researchers, and others who are applying for practical use of science to impact health and nutrition and make a difference in feeding the world. If you're interested in applying for a scholarship to attend, please contact the Soybean Office at 701-239-7194 by August 31st.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
You and your family are always on the go. Work, school, errands, and activities often keep us away from our homes. But missing calls at home can be annoying and inconvenient. Now your important home telephone number can be as mobile as you are. OurOldNumber.com allows calls to your home telephone number to be routed to the cell phones of any member of your family, no matter where they are. Go to OurOldNumber.com to learn more. That's OurOldNumber.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 In part today by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future, online at secureenergyfuture.org. There is a war on coal, and in North Dakota, we have a 900-year supply of economically recoverable coal that provides affordable electricity for businesses, for homes, and reliable electricity. The weather's, winters can be a little rough here. You want reliable. The wind doesn't always blow. You need reliable energy. Very, very important. If the cost of electricity goes up, the cost of everything goes up. And we have folks that are waging this war on coal that want electricity rates to necessarily skyrocket so they can say, see, coal's bad, wind's good, other alternative sources. The truth is, we need all of the above. A true all of the above solution includes lignite, and our friends and neighbors in the lignite industry right now are under attack. So find out more about how you can help online at secureenergyfuture.org. Secureenergyfuture.org. Emailer says, tell Scott I'm heading out to bale some hay after having some cheesy eggs and maple-flavored Cloverdale bacon. Made my day. Hope it makes his. Have a good one. Well, we love it. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline accepting your calls for Dick Morris, author of Armageddon, How Trump Can Beat Hillary. By the way, if you haven't yet done it, watch one of Dick's Facebook Live videos. He's got 14 million viewers a month watching his Facebook Live videos where he's opining on the race day to day here practically. So check those out online at Facebook, the Facebook Live videos happening. They're great. John in Denver, question for Dick Morris on What's on Your Mind, Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead, John.
Hi, John.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. We're doing good.
Listen, I'm a first-time caller, and I have been scouring GCN Live trying to find a fit for the things I need to get off of my chest and a good talk show. And I found you guys. And lo and behold, I got through. And now I can share with you some things that are in line with exactly what you're talking about and the previous callers. I would like to comment and say this much, that I was a former Hillary supporter. And I'm also Latino American. And I can tell you that being as objective as I can possibly be, using fact-based information, and then listening to the resonating message you guys are giving this morning and your callers, I will tell you that I was a hard person to convince. And I am convinced now that Donald J. Trump is not only potentially going to beat Hillary Clinton. Something in the phone here? Or you guys hearing
sure.
Feedback?
Yeah, I heard a little buzz there. Now it's better. Go ahead.
Okay. But that he is already beating her badly. And I believe when we get glimpses into the reality and the truth of what's going on, and listening to the Armageddon author who's on the line here, is that when we get glimpses into the social media dimensions, the numbers, we get glimpses of the truth.
John, let me ask Dick if he's seeing some of what John's talking about there.
Yeah.
I
agree with him completely. You know, I just Googled, interesting exercise, I Googled Donald Trump, the laptop in my lap, and I clicked news. These are the stories that come up. There's no reason to speculate about whether nominating Trump cost the Republican Party support. That's a New York Times story that it did. Is Trump flip-flopping on immigration? Trump backer apologizes for Clinton blackface tweet. Clinton camp blasts Trump's outlandish response to Uma Abedin Wiener divorce. City fights Trump over D.C. hotels tax bill. Phony dinner with Trump contest donated zero to campaign. Can John McCain survive the year of Trump? Isn't that incredible? Those are the first stories that come up. The media bias in this campaign, it isn't even media bias. The race is Donald Trump against the media. Hillary Clinton is sort of a surrogate. And it's unbelievable, the coverage. For example, everybody's going crazy about Donald Trump because he wants to build this wall on the border with Mexico. And Hillary says, we need bridges, not walls. We need to work together, la-da-da-da-da. Well, in Armageddon, I reveal, which should be on everybody's lips, that Bill Clinton built a 325-mile-long wall with Mexico. The whole Southern California-Mexican border is walled off. 20 feet high in some cases. They called it a border fence back then. And Hillary supported it. And in the Senate, she voted in favor of running that wall all the way to the Gulf of Mexico. So now when Trump says it, all of a sudden, this is horrible, this is racist, this is terrible. Hillary's campaign manager suggested yesterday that Trump was a psychopath.
Oh, that was unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah. Obama's campaign manager calling him a psychopath, and they're saying Trump is the name caller. I couldn't believe that.
And the point here is that this is all a campaign of name calling by Hillary, of just pretending that he's beyond the pale, that you can't possibly imagine electing him. Look, I know Donald Trump rather well. My father was his lawyer, and I've known him since he was a teenager. He used to come to our house for dinner with his parents. And Donald Trump is a manager. He's a developer. He's an entrepreneur. Donald Trump's motto is get it done, get it built, let it happen, make it happen, force events to go ahead in the way you want. He's a very dedicated, driven guy. But he is not a racist. He's not an ideologue. He's not crazy. His speaking style is unique because it's blunt and to the point, and it's not the same kind of level of obfuscation and chicanery that characterizes politicians.
John, he's appreciate that call.
Outspoken guy.
You give me a lot of hope, John, and I hope you're doing some good work in Denver. Appreciate the call. I did see, by the way, on Fox News Channel, there's one headline we'll take. A significant split in Clinton support between Hispanic immigrants and American-born Hispanics.
Yeah, we write that in Armageddon. We have a whole chapter on that. If you take the Latino vote in the United States, three-quarters of it are American citizens who were born in the U.S. One-quarter are immigrants who've come to the U.S., been naturalized, are citizens, and vote. When you ask the three-quarters that were born here, what are the most important issues facing the country? Immigration comes in fourth behind education, jobs, and the economy, and terrorism. When you ask the one-quarter that came here as immigrants, immigration is number one. And those groups, those immigrants, dominate the Latino interest groups. LULAC and the others.
But not the voters, and that's Dave's point. It's a good one. Last quick question, only 30 seconds left, Dick, but somebody has texted us. You guys should do some digging on Hillary Clinton's health. She's not looking good. Is there something there, do you believe?
Well, there's something there because she's basically taking three-day weekends and campaigning 3 or 4 days a week in a very limited way. And I think that there are serious stamina issues there. I'm not a doctor, so I have no idea what it is. But you certainly can see a dramatically decreased schedule.
Interesting. Dick, thanks for the good work you're doing. We'll keep watching those Facebook Live videos. Look forward to checking in after Labor Day, okay?
And get my book, Armageddon, How Trump Can Beat Hillary. It's all in there.
Everybody ought to have it. It'll arm you with the facts for those cocktail party conversation, folks, and they are important, too. More after this.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at Petroserve USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at Petroserve USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of Petroserve USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4-for-4 special. Four items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about two delicious cookies? Four items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a Petroserve USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
You have Dick Morris on the program, but we'll have him back. He is a character, that's for sure. And his book is Armageddon. And again, Facebook Live, those videos are pretty good. They kind of tackles the news of the day. There is so much news outside. Just the list he gave. The list he gave of the headlines, just if you go right now and Google Trump and news, is very different than what we ought to be talking about. $20 trillion in debt. What's the plan? Right? Porous border. What's the plan? Arming our military to take on ISIS. What's the plan? You know, there's a lot of noise in this thing, and it's easy to get sucked into it. So I would just suggest that you don't do that. Get the book. Go on the Facebook Live. Get these. Even on immigration. Everybody's decided what Donald Trump's position is on immigration, chapter and verse, before he's even given the policy speech on it, which happens tomorrow night. I'm going to wait for the speech and we'll talk about it. But I am also going to tell you that I've heard only one nuanced change to it, and it's not exactly one that has me running for the hills. But fascinating conversation today. Appreciate it very much on all fronts. So. We've had a lot of phone calls getting in. We did have a fellow call from Standing Rock, South Dakota side earlier, that was talking about a miracle he thought was coming next week. And unfortunately, his call got cut off. The line's filled up right after that, so I don't know if he's still trying to get in. We're happy to get him in if he wants to try back now as we clear out the lines and switch topics here. We're going to talk a little bit about the upcoming powwow and the longstanding relationship between the city of Bismarck, United Tribes College, and that event, and get you some information ahead of that, because there's been a lot of things in the headlines that may have you concerned. We want to deal with today on the program. Before we do that, let me tell you about our friends at High Plains Apache. You know, they're not some other sprayer company. They're the sprayer company the others are talking about. Their customers make things pretty clear. They work very hard for their money, and when they spend that hard-earned money, they expect to get the most for their time and energy. That's where High Plains Apache comes in. They respect that. They work hard to earn your business. The Apache sprayer works hard for you. And when you get right down to it, it's really the businessman sprayer, that Apache. It's proven to work as hard as you do. With a great support team to back it up, that ET Ag on-site retail store has more than 50,000 sprayer parts, not only for the Apache brand, but other brands as well. All brands of sprayers, as a matter of fact, any make, any model. They're at 1701 Eastside Court, across the road from Bonanza and Mandan. They're exit 60 south of Fargo and Frontier. Tell them Scott sent you. Okay, here's Dan in Standing Rock before I introduce our guests. Thanks for calling back, Dan. Sorry we lost our connection to you earlier, but as I recall, you were about to talk about something you believe was going to be happening next week that you referred to as a miracle. So we'll let you finish what you were trying to tell us.
Hey, Scott?
Yes, sir.
Good morning, sir. This is Dan calling from South Dakota portion of the reservation.
Yes, sir.
I'm calling in regards to, let me phrase my, what's your name, twofold, if I may.
Okay.
Number one is, okay, the question has always been, is that perhaps probably we're looking at the Morton County and members of the South Dakota Agricultural. Now, in order to come to Bismarck, do you have to have a liability insurance?
To come to Bismarck?
On your vehicle.
To come to Bismarck for what? For anything?
For to attend the Apollo.
All right. Well, we have some guests here that can answer that question, I guess. Scott, Russ, would you know whether he would need any kind of special insurance to come into Bismarck? He's from Standing Rock.
Hey, well, this is Russ speaking, answering. And
hang on 1 second, Dan. We'll get you the first answer, and then we'll get you the other in a moment here. Okay, we have Russ McDonald, president of the United Technical Tribes College, and Scott Davis, who is executive director of the North Dakota Indian Affairs and Mayor Mike Seminary at Bismarck with us today in the program. Sorry, Russ, go ahead and address Dan's question if you would.
Oh, you bet. Hey, Dan.
Scott, I don't wish to talk to, I wish to talk to the members of the Morton County Sheriff's Department to assure us what the North Dakota Century Code reads.
All right. Okay. I don't have anybody here from Morton County today, but I do have some folks that can answer for folks coming in for the powwow. What can happen? Russ, you want to go ahead?
Yeah, well, the only answer I got is that just in general is that all of us that operate motor vehicles here in the state of North Dakota are required to have liability insurance. So if you're coming up for the powwow, you're most definitely should have that in case you get stopped. And you don't have it, then there's a fine for that.
And that's for anything, not just for the powwow, obviously.
Right,
it's a best practice.
Because just to come to town.
Is the law, yeah. Does that answer your question, Dan?
I guess that's pretty well answered my question, but the last, if I were to drive to Bismarck and have no liability insurance and I was sober and everything, but would they immediately seize my vehicle until I produce a liability insurance?
It's probably a law enforcement question that I don't know that any of our guests here are equipped to answer. Jump in if you are, gentlemen, but... I think that the advice from Dan's a good one. Don't do it. If you don't have liability insurance, you're breaking the law and you ought not be on the road. So hope that helps. Anyway, appreciate the call, Dan. Glad you called back and best of luck to you. 800-228-0550, our Cloverdale Big Flavor hotline if you do have any other questions or comments. Scott, let me ask you first here, and then I want to pivot to more getting some information from Russ and Mayor Mike on the powwow. From your perspective, as Executive Director of Indian Affairs, where are we at with the encampment? Where are we at with the protests, which have moved to a number of different locations? Do you see a resolution near, or do you see this ongoing for a longer period of time? Give me your overview.
Well, first of all, thanks, Scott, for having me on your show today. I've been doing this job for 7 years, and, of course, keep in mind with our relationship with our state and the five tribes in our state have are very, very important to all of us for obvious reasons. And sometimes these issues are very, I shouldn't say very, but challenging at times. Requires a lot of attention, requires a lot of responsibility to see some of these things through. And for the most part, it's basically been about you know, policy, legislation, trying to make a federal law, tribal law, state law work. And sometimes it flows, sometimes it doesn't. But I think what we're seeing today is very historic, you know, and I think it's very historic from a tribal sense that it's historically good. And the fact that regardless of the demonstrations that have happened, the peaceful ones, I might add, it's really given the people of Standing Rock and other tribal nations that have come here a much larger voice. And I think the what I've witnessed down there, even from going down there myself a number of times, also with my family, is that it sure has evolved peacefully into a more traditional leadership sense. And so seeing that firsthand, I really feel good as a tribal member that that this is happening. Granted, it took a pipeline to make this happen, but when I see the happiness within that camp, the children, the grandmas, the grandpas, people in general, it's very, very peaceful. It's very, very happy. And again, it's just it's probably a time in our history, Scott, that it's a turning point. You know, keep in mind this gathering, if you will, hasn't happened in over 100 years, actually 140 years, so it's an amazing thing to see tribal members coming from all across the country to demonstrate. But I think the biggest thing I've seen and witnessing is the gathering for prayer, and the prayer in that they want, our people want change within. They want a better life. They want healing. They want happiness. They want something different. And it kind of reminds me of when Franklin Graham came here on Decision America here months ago. As we all know or see him going state to state, you know, he's trying to lead this effort in prayer for America. And this is kind of what I kind of see with this encampment, aside from the pipeline and all that is taking care of itself in the court systems. But what I see is a decision for Native America through prayer, through peaceful means, through education, through understanding. And I see that really evolving. And I think that's a really, really important thing that our listeners in this region need to realize. Granted, there's been a lot of rumors, you know, when this thing started, a lot of, biased and hate, if you will, and that hasn't done us any good. When somebody's, on Facebook or using social media to spread a lot of rumors, and it's just not good. So it's been a challenge both for the tribe and for us, state and county, to handle that with concern. And sometimes when we handle it in a certain way, it's perceived that it's racial, it's discriminative, so forth. But I would urge the listeners out there to when you're posting comments, that post it with a good heart, post it with understanding. Again, granted, this whole legal issue is going through the legal process and the court systems, and that's a good thing. But again, I think. And the other thing, part of this too, is
Are we talking about two different protests? Because what you've described is different than what I hear about from law enforcement and the concerns. And and I've heard others reports from the actual site where it's broken off into two camps. You know, one more, meaning to one peaceful and probably closer to what you're describing, and another more related to sort of environmental extremism and some things that could turn violent, that have led to some of the arrests. I'd be curious if that's what's going on here. I also want Russ to tell us about the powwow and Mayor Seminary to welcome everybody and give you details, so stay tuned.
Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. Teen drivers account for about 5% of drivers in North Dakota, but they're involved in nearly 18% of all vehicle crashes. This week's Safety Minute features Terry Weaver, NDSC Traffic Safety Coordinator, discussing the importance of parents educating their teen drivers.
There's no disputing statistics. It's nationwide and it's in North Dakota. They're all the same. Teens are overrepresented and it's because of their inexperience. So we have to do everything we can to educate them to be safer drivers, to pay attention to the road, to not distract other teens when they're in the car, wear their seatbelt, don't text and drive, and they'll make it home. And that's what we have to do as parents to keep our teens safe.
To learn more about what you can do to improve your teen driver safety, go to www.ndsc.org/alive at 25.
New York City at Christmas time. Unforgettable. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hennon. My wife, Marie, and I are again this year hosting a trip to New York City for our listeners. It is a tour that includes everything you need to see in New York City. I can't do the itinerary justice in this commercial, so if you'd like the full itinerary, email me, scott@flagfamily.com. We have a great price, great hotel, the Homewood Suites by Hilton, great tour operator. Everything's perfect. Did it last year, and you're going to absolutely love it. We'll see everything from the Empire State Building to the 9/11 Museum and 9/11 Memorial, Little Italy and Chinatown. The Intrepid Sea Air and Space Museum is absolutely fantastic. The Fox News Channel, guided tour of Ellis Island, the Statue of Liberty, see a Broadway show, An American in Paris, and the Rockettes in Radio City Music Hall. Plus, we added a college hockey game. UND is taking on Boston College. We'll be there in Madison Square Garden. Call Jason at Group Travel Planners, 952-898-0008. 952-898-0008. Or email me, scott@flagfamily.com, for details on the great deal to New York City.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Never enough time to cover the news of the day, folks. Russ McDonald is with us. He is the president of United Tribes Technical College, a tribal college in Bismarck. And they are hosting the powwow coming up. Scott Davis is with us as well, Executive Director of Indian Affairs on Governor Jack Dalrymple's cabinet and the mayor of Bismarck, Mike Seminary. Just to finish on the encampment and what has been previously labeled a protest, you've described, Scott, something very different than what we've been watching in the news and seeing play out here. Is this thing transforming? Is it changing from what it was to what you've described?
I believe it is, Scott, because, you know, when people showed up from, you know, across the nation again, you know, people had different, maybe, agendas per se. And, And I think it put a strain on our tribal council down there to find mechanisms to control it per se. But that has changed. And what I see now is more of a traditional tribal leadership. You know, in my role, I deal with political leaders on the tribal side. So they're just like us here in the city and the state. But now what I'm witnessing, and I think it's a very, very good thing for the people, for my people, is a traditional leadership where you have elders and veterans all saying the same thing, that to do this, to do it right, to have some success, we need to do this peacefully and educate. And probably the most important thing is through prayer. And that's what I love about witnessing the good side of this Scott, is the prayer part. If there's ever been a time to turn the corner on our own, to be sovereign as nations, is I think what we're seeing here today. And so that's my prayer. That's been my communications with the chairman, tribal leadership down there, and other people that I need to talk to, and to do this right.
Yeah, you can never go wrong with prayer, and it's always peaceful. So it's a great way to go. Russ, sounds like good timing for a longstanding tradition of your institution hosting the powwow. Tell us what you have planned this year.
Absolutely. This is our 47th annual powwow, and also our 20th annual summit that precedes the powwow weekend. Over the weekend, we get approximately about 20,000 participants, and it's a real fluid crowd. So people are coming and going all the time, so it's hard to get a real accurate count in regard to that. But for the most part, in regard to the gate and that part, is that we average around 5,000 to 7,000 per day through our gate. The other part of piece of this that's important, I think, for Bismarck and Mandan communities is that we make a $4.2 million economic impact just for that week alone, for the summit and the powwow. So folks are staying here, they're camping here, they're staying in the hotels, they're eating here, they're shopping here, and so it's just a really good event for folks to come to town in order to do their shopping. You know, school's starting here, so that falls into play. Overall, though, in regard to the United States Tribes Technical College and the Bismarck community, is that the last economic impact study we did was in 2010, and we have another one in the works with now in partnership with North Dakota State University, and that hasn't come out yet. But in 2010, their economic impact on the Bismarck Mandan area was $32 million overall. We have about 230 FTE full-time positions out there. 40% of them are non-native. You know, so we're pretty diverse in regard to our workforce and in regard to our student population. Right now is that we've had an increase of about 26% in regard to enrollment for this semester, where other colleges are staying flat. And one of the pieces of that is that we've implemented a tuition waiver for American Indian students. And as a result of that, we've seen an increase in regard to our student body. In addition to that, is that getting my hair cut the other day, and the barber said, well, can we go to school out there too? And a non-native, and I said, yes, if you cut my hair, good. You know, just joking aside, is that no, we are considered a public institution, and about 15% of our student body are non-native. So we're serving the Bismarck Mandan community in regard to the programs of study that we provide, and we're really pleased to see them be inquiring and being curious, and especially in the area of nursing, we've seen quite a bit of increase in that area.
Mayor Mike, what do you want folks to know about the city of Bismarck and the tradition of the powwow?
Well, you know, first of all, we've had a long-standing relationship with United Tribes. I personally have as well. The powwow and the tribal leaders summit is very important, not just because of the economic impacts, Scott, for your listeners to know, but because of what it does in terms of our relationship, where we are literally partnering and working together. I'm on the footprint quite a bit during that, as are others from the city, and it's just incredibly important to our relationship. And I'll also go back to what you and Scott were talking about. The prayer element is so critically important. And nothing but positive comes out of people spending time in prayer, where we're praying for each other, for better outcomes and understanding, and I always look forward to that. And as the mayor, I couldn't be more happy with regards to the 20th annual Tribal Leadership Summit and then the 47th Powwow, because it gives us so many opportunities to build upon our relationships and have more understanding. And then at the end, it also produces a significant impact to the city. And that's all good. It's all positive. And I appreciate so much the leadership of the president and Scott and all the people that I work with on a regular basis out in United Tribes. In fact, two real quick things. I've had two of my coffees with the mayor out at United Tribes. And historic event 3 weeks ago, we had the first ever Bismarck City Commission on the campus at United Tribes.
Sounds like a great relationship. That sounds great. Yes, gentlemen, thank you all. We'll watch closely those events. Scott, thank you for some breaking news today as well on this event. We'll watch it all. I'll see you tomorrow. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Scott Hannon here, the host of What's on Your Mind. But you already know that because you're listening to What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program in the state of North Dakota. And for that, we're very grateful to our listeners. And our advertisers love the fact that our listeners become their customers. I was chatting with a client the other day. He does about $1.8 million in business every month. And he said, you know what? The majority of my business comes from your radio show. Folks, we love it. We love when we can help businesses grow. And that's what we do every day. So when I'm not on the air, I'm meeting with businesses, helping them craft a plan to get more customers, to get more awareness and branding, and build their brand. And I love doing it. I'd love to meet with you. If we can help you with a statewide broadcast on 4 radio stations all across North Dakota, parts of Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana, and beyond, call me. 855-200-1776, extension 3. 855-200-1776, extension 3. Or call Jim and Bismarck at K-Fire at 701-255-1234.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.